Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
This is a song called So Called Friend, and the band is The Serotins, and we have the privilege to have the singer and guitarist here with us, Eric. Hi Eric, how's it going?
Hi, yeah, it's good, yeah, it's a lazy Saturday afternoon in the UK, so not nice. Too bad.
Fantastic. He's in the UK, exactly. So, very, very grateful to have you with us. And, you know, why don't you take the chance and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about the song, So-Called Friends, your band, everything about you, please.
Yeah, so we're a two-piece band from the UK. We kind of formed in Cardiff in 2016, and we did some stuff. We made some things, and we started kind of playing, and then COVID hit, and we spent a lot of time writing music then and recording, and we did it all ourselves, like recording and producing and making it. And then we moved up to Leeds recently, so now we're in Leeds and just trying to get things together now. As you'll probably know, in the UK COVID restrictions are kind of coming down a bit, so things looking hopeful.
He's looking hopeful, yeah, fantastic. 2016, so for a few years already, and you know, like how many songs you have? Did you put out releases? You know, what's kind of your trajectory so far, would you say?
So we have, we've got three songs out at the moment. We've recorded like six or seven in total, but I really agonize over the production of things. It takes me forever. We've re-recorded them twice, and the drummer hates me because I'm oh god, the amount of takes that, you know, that I go through because I'm a bit particular. So it's took a while to kind of get it to a place where I like it, but I'm really happy with what we've got now. And yeah, we've done three so far, but we'll be releasing another one in a month or so, and then again and again and again.
Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, I can definitely can hear the attention to detail and the arrangement, really, on the production. Tell us a little bit of your process, if you wish, like not only the writing, but also the production, and how do you go about that?
So the way it usually goes is like I'll write a bit of a riff or something like that. And then Charlotte will put some drums to that. And then I'll write the lyrics afterwards. I'm quite a big proponent of doing lyrics after. I know it's probably not the most inspiring way to do it, or perhaps the way that a lot of people kind of envisage things, but I kind of find it easier to work phonically or use like vowel sounds when I write lyrics. From there, we'll kind of like practice it until it's good. And then we'll start like the laborious process of recording it. The way we record is quite weird because I use a baritone guitar rather than a normal guitar. And I feed the signal kind of out twice. So I split it. I put it through a bass amp, and I also put it through guitar amps as well. So then when I'm mixing it, I have to process it kind of twice. So that's why I don't know. I'm going to say it sounds like there's a bass, kind of because it is the bass. Well, I hope anyway. I hope that's what you can hear. And after I've agonized over it for about a year, then we release it. That's the way it goes.
I was going to say, you do. And I'm so glad, I was like, wow, really? Another one. I switched to baritones as well recently. And is that only the case? We had recently another band. They do something very similar to what you do. They use a second signal from the guitar to like kind of give you that sense, that frequency of the bass. So I kind of start to see some kind of tendency here. Do you think there is?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's like a bit of a proclivity kind of towards that sort of thing. I think when I originally started, like I really fell in love with two-piece bands about 10 years ago. And I was really into the White Stripes and the Black Keys. And the guy from the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach, is he called? He sends his signal basically twice out. But he does lack the bass. And then, like 6 years ago or something, I heard all the Royal Blood stuff. And he does that exclusively with a bass, doesn't he? And then he kind of like does the opposite. And I was blown away by that. I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then I didn't want to go bass because I'm a guitar player. So I kind of went halfway with a baritone. And I feel that when you're in a two-piece as well, you get a lot more freedom for jamming and stuff. Sometimes when you've got a bigger band, it's hard work, and you can't quite, do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's hard to make it work because people have different commitments and stuff. But two pieces are quite, I think they're a good number. Two people, just two.
Yeah, yeah. And the results are really incredible. I mean, this song is fantastic. So Cool Friends. Do you want to tell us, like what's about or anything, some quirks, whatever you can think of this particular song?
Yeah, so, well, the name actually, the name kind of come from, there was a band that I met in uni, and they were called So Cold Friends. So I think something kind of came from there, but I was just kind of, I don't know, I was writing about stuff kind of that was going on, I guess, at the time. Just difficulties with relationships, I guess, and friendships. But I feel like the catalyst maybe was that name. maybe I don't want to admit it, but yeah. So that's what I named it after. I think so.
It's a good name. It's a good name. It's catchy. I mean, yeah, you can... I guess everybody has had that type of feeling sometimes, like... so-called friends, right? What are you gonna do? Like, it's also within bands, right? Bandmates, like you were saying, sometimes it's really difficult to push a project forward. How do you feel? Have you had a lot of experiences in other bands, and can you describe can you relate to this feeling at all?
Yeah, well, I guess I've worked in a lot of bands over the years. I started when I was quite young, do you know what I mean? Like when I was like 13, I started getting in bands, and they were awful, debatably still are, but I've been in quite a lot of bands to varying degrees of success. And I think those relationships are quite difficult. I'm in quite a few bands at the moment, so I'm in the Serotines, but I'm also in a band called The Brackets, and I kind of joined them. I want to use the word posthumously, but maybe that's not the right word. They don't have a singer anymore, so I kind of came and slotted in, and we released a couple of tracks. And I'm in another band called Loud George, and we met at uni, wrote loads of songs at uni about 10 years ago. And then we were bored during lockdown, and we all got in contact again, and we started recording those songs and releasing them kind of remotely. So we don't even see each other. Like basically the drummer records his stuff, sends it over. Cause we all did like music uni and recording. So we all kind of know what to do. Mm-hmm. The bassist sends me his stuff, and then I just mess with it here and say, do you like it? And then we release it. And I've got another project I'm trying to start as well. Cause I really like classic rock and like I really love the darkness. So I'm trying to get that off the floor, but it's hard work. It's quite tricky just to kind of like get things going sometimes. I kind of nail everything down to a point where everybody can kind of start and you're all on the same page. And I guess doing as many projects as I do sometimes, I spread myself a bit thin. But I hit 30 recently. It was like I've had a midlife crisis. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, since then I've kind of I kind of decided I need to be doing a bit more because I love doing music, and you know what I mean. 30 isn't old, I know, but sometimes you kind of think, God, where have the past 8 years gone? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it goes, it flies. But I have a few questions. The first one is, do you use your baritone for the band that you just joined, The Brackets, as well?
No. Oh, so in those, in the other bands, I just play electric. Electric and sing, sorry. I always sing.
And sing.
So I sing for those ones.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, the baritone's exclusively for this stuff that we do. Yeah, I guess I could, but the problem is I find that you're sort of going to tread on the toes of the bassist, and I certainly don't want to cause any offense.
Exactly. No, I was going to especially ask you about concretely how that synergy would happen with a different instrument. At the end, it's kind of like a different instrument, right? And was it difficult for you to adapt? But it's good. I mean, the reason you're telling us is it makes total sense. And the other questions, I guess number two would be, do you do production as a job? Do you produce for other bands, or have you thought about that?
Yeah, so I've done bits of production for some other bands. I spent a lot of time kind of making dubstep and stuff like that a few years ago. I was really into dubstep and drum and bass, and I spent ages, wasted a long time making that. And then over the past few years, I decided that really what I like doing is kind of rock music and live music. So I'd say I've stopped doing it, but I haven't. I still make it a bit for fun. But yeah, I teach production, so I do teach how to produce, and I teach guitar and things like that, like as a job.
Oh, nice.
When I'm not doing music.
Nice. I mean, it's always fantastic that you can make a living out of your passion, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Honestly, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It makes things much easier, and life. Sometimes it makes life go really fast because, you know what I mean, I'm enjoying myself most of the time. But yeah, no, it's great, and it's nice not having to do, because I've done lots of jobs before. Obviously, I've not always, when I first finished being a student, I wasn't doing a music job then, and I was kind of like working call centers and McDonald's and all sorts of stuff. Right. So it's way better than that. It's way better than that.
I'm sure it is. I would like to ask you, how is it to do rock in the UK?
It's not kind of what you would think it is. I think a lot of people think that there'd be like a really there is a thriving music scene in the UK. But there's also, I'd say it's kind of like pocketed. You have to get in the right place to be enjoyed. If you play in like other countries and go other places, I think they have a much higher appreciation of music than a lot of people in the UK do. I say from personal experience, if you're in the right scene, and if you're around musicians, and if you're in the right part of a city or something like that, there's usually like a lot of music enthusiasts, and you get a really good crowd and you get a really good reception. But I grew up in like a really backwards town, and they just wanted to hear like what was on the radio. Do you know what I mean? So when I was 16, like playing my own songs, and yeah, they were a bit rubbish. I was 16. You didn't get many compliments. Do you know what I mean? no one was cheering you on. They were kind of just like, "Can you play any Queen?" And I was like, "No."
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a shared experience for a lot of us, really. So, okay, I'm glad to hear that. So there's really an ambience. There's places to go. Like, could you mention, like, for, if you know, whoever listens, ever visits, like, what's a good place to go and listen to alternative rock, for example?
Well, there's a great place in Leeds called the Brudenell, which is like a working men's club, and they play so many bands, and they have like, sometimes they can have like three or four stages on, and that is such a good venue. It's not like a traditional venue, it's crazy. Like when you go there, you're like, what is this place? But they get like really big acts, they get some like more obscure acts. Usually whatever they put on there is ace. It's really, really good. And there's, you know, I mean, there's quite a lot of venues around the city that are pretty good too. But I'd say, yeah, it's a cool place, it's Leeds. If you want to go somewhere and listen to music, check out the Brudenell. Social Nice. Club, it's called. Isn't it? Social Club.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for your time so far. You know, really appreciative. We believe, you know, like, this song you sent us is really fantastic and sounds very, very original. I think, you know, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. And I would like to ask you, normally ask all of the musicians, what is a, you know, characteristic, something to remember of you, the person behind the musician, that you would say?
So. What do you mean, like, what do you think my main trait is, sort of thing?
Yeah, something special about you that you want to share that is beyond music.
Beyond music. That's a difficult question, because I think the sad thing is that that's pretty much all I have. All I do is music.
That could be it. That could be perfectly it. I'm a person that I'm entirely dedicated to my music.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'd say that's all I do. You know what I mean? That it's my biggest passion, and it's something that I'm, I certainly try to push for other people as well, especially my students and stuff like that. I think it's life changing, and I think it's wonderful that we have music. Do you know what I mean? So,
absolutely is. It absolutely is. And, you know, if you could pick, if you were able to never fail and you can picture your future, what do you think that might be to you?
What I really would love to do, like, I really like, I've always been a big fan of Jack White, and I love the fact that he's in a position where he can kind of just do whatever he wants. Like, do you know what I mean? If he fancies producing somebody's album or something, they'll do it because it's Jack White. And if he wants to play drums for like the Dead Weather, he just does it because he's Jack White. And I'd love to be in a position where people kind of know who you are. No, I don't mean like on a global stage perhaps, but like just people to know that you're a cool, creative kind of person, and you know what I mean? And give you opportunity to do lots of projects. I think that's where I'd love to be.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, I can empathize with that, absolutely. So, you know, for some of those that would be, would admire the place that you're at this point, right? So you're dedicated to your music, you can produce two for others, you're in multiple projects at the same time. You know, that's quite admirable, right? So commendable. What kind of would be your advice to them, to, you know, if you have an advice?
I think the biggest advice is something that I wish I'd listened to myself on. Well, listen, that I'd done myself. One mistake I've made, I guess, is the best one, is that, like, I spent a lot of time trying to make music that I thought other people would like me to make rather than the music that I like making. And I think that if you're a young musician or somebody who wants to make music, make it and don't make something because you think other people will like it. You know what I mean? Just make what you want to make. I think that's my biggest mistake that I made in my mid-20s.
It is a good advice. Wow. All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Eric. You know, we're very grateful for the time you gave us today. It was very insightful to speak with you. And, you know, we wish you all the best, really. And hope to stay in touch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that'd be great. And thanks for chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to hear a little bit more, enjoy more of the song So-Called Friends by the Serotonins. And this was Eric.
That's it, yeah.
Yep, this was Eric, singer and guitarist for the Serotonins. Let's hear a little bit more.
Tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.